A family at the heart of the country's biggest COVID cluster has described the fear and shock of coming face to face with the virus. Auckland's August outbreak infected 179 people, sending the city back to level 3 and the rest of the country to level 2. And at first for the country, most of those who caught the virus and often their families went into full quarantine at the Jet Park Hotel. Few people from the cluster have spoken publicly, but one family who had 5 members catch the virus has told our health correspondent Rowan Quinn about their experience.
Once my grandchildren tested positive, that's where I was very frightened. I was scared because when I think of what the media was saying, and I think it's going to be worse.
This Auckland grandmother lives with her husband, her daughter and her 5 grandchildren, a tight-knit family used to doing everything together. It was her 2 teenage grandchildren who were first to get the virus that would eventually infect 5 of them. They'd gone to get tested as a family after finding out they were close contacts of a positive case. Her daughter says initially they tested negative.
The following week, the kids started showing normal flu type signs, but we wanted to be extra precautious, so we took them and we got them tested again at our local GP, and luckily for that's where we realised that they had tested positive.
Suddenly they were told the 2 children had to go to the Jet Park and their grandmother was going too to look after them.
From then, I guess you could say, chaos hit us because this was the first time, and you know, we were so in shock and didn't know what to make of it, and had to listen to everything from Ministry of Health, who were calling through just to give us advice.
Shortly after the 2 teens tested positive, their 74-year-old grandfather did too. He was next to move to the Jet Park, followed by his daughter, who had to go into quarantine to look after the 2 other children who'd by now caught the virus. Then things became very frightening. Their grandfather became so sick he was rushed to hospital twice, something he had to go through alone.
To be honest, I was very, very sad, and I was a little bit angry too. So, yes, and all we can do is just pray and wait for what's the story from North Shore Hospital.
He's now doing well, but is still taking it a little easy. Ofira Taulealea Usumai is a whānau ora navigator with the Whanau, an Auckland clinic that provides health and social services from a Pacific point of view. She provided wraparound support to about 40 families connected with the cluster. She says many were in a state of shock and they had very little time to move.
We were ringing them and they would be saying, I'm getting in the car, I'm on my way to Jet Park. We're just that, okay, are you okay? Are you okay? Wait till you settle down in the room at Jet Park and then we'll talk.
Ms. Taulealea Usumai says many were worried about who'd look after elderly relatives, pets, or the household bills, something her team was able to help with, as well as directly helping those in the Jet Park. The family say they were well looked after by both the Whanau and health authorities. They say they were glad to have each other in quarantine, even if it was at a distance.
One thing that was really, really hard for our family is because we are a big family and we do everything collectively, we were all split up. And there was a time where I think all of us, we hadn't been together as a whole family within a month. It took us a whole month to finally get back together under one roof, to share a meal together, spend quality time together as a family.
The women say the children coped well, but it was sad to see they were a bit ashamed or afraid to tell anyone that had the virus. They say no one should feel that way, but everyone should take care because COVID's still a very real threat. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Rowan Quinn tēnei.